Hello, powder skiers. Welcome to AltaCam.com. My name is Johnny B, and today I'll be talking with skiing and life with Alta Ski Patroller, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sam Howard. Good to see you, Sam. How's it going?
Good to see you, Johnny.
All right. How's the family doing?
Everybody's doing great.
All right.
Great year of riding.
Good, good. The boys are, I see the boys out there ripping. I guess my first question would be, did you ski like that at their age?
I don't think so. Things were a little more primitive then.
Uh-huh.
And nobody was throwing 900s at 10.
Wow, it's amazing how far they've come now, huh? Where did you grow up skiing, Sam?
Well, I grew up in a little town in northern Vermont, St. Albans, Vermont. And it was a depressed railroad town when I was a kid. The railroad was on its way out. My dad was a pediatrician there for years. But one thing they did right in St. Albans was they had a little piece of land that someone had donated to the town. And it was about a 300-foot vertical hill that they cut a ski run on and put a rope tow in, probably 1965 or so.
Uh-huh.
And we would ski there as kids every night till 9 at night. Must have made 1,000 runs on the 300 feet.
All right, so that's where it all began, huh?
That's where it all began. It didn't really begin there, but that's where it really formed.
I see. Well, tell us about your fondest memory from that place.
Well, probably the best thing about that place was 9 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
They would run the last few kids up the hill and turn off the lights. If your parents were parked in the parking lot, maybe you skied to the base and then left in a car. But for us, we could ski home off the back of this. And it was Vermont hardwoods, so there was a cut trail through down the back, 20, 30 feet wide. And it would come out on the street I lived on, or at least close enough that we could ski home. And so after you skied under the lights till 9, you'd ride up the last bit of the rope tow, let go at the top, the lights would all go off,
yeah. It'd
be jet black,
yeah.
And you had a half a mile ski through the woods home in the darkness. And that was probably the best thing that ever happened there.
That's a great story, Sam. I guess the next thing we want to know is, you know, coming from there, when did you end up in Alta?
Well, all through college and high school, we probably skied something like 60 to 90 days a year in Vermont, which was pretty hard to do.
Uh-huh.
And I knew I really wanted to be a skier, but my father told me I'd get sick of that if I did it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to college like everybody and got a degree in geology, but I'd made an agreement with my geology buddies to take a motorcycle trip across country. And most of my buddies were a year younger than me, so they wouldn't graduate for a year. So during the year of 79-80, I worked for Dina Star's Skis, saved enough money, bought a motorcycle, did this motorcycle trip across country with all my friends. But I'd actually laid my motorcycle down and had to put about $1,000 into it. And I left town with less money than anyone else. And when I left, I realized I should probably try to stay in the West, try to get a job in geology. And in the end, I was down to about $75. I knew some girls from Vermont that lived here in Salt Lake. And I told my friends in Lake Tahoe that I was going to Utah. I was going to spend 3 days looking for a job. If I didn't have a job in 3 days, I'd meet them in Jackson Hole, and one of the kids was going to credit card me home.
Uh-huh.
And on the third day, and this was probably late June of 1980, I got a job at the Rustler Lodge as a dishwasher, and since it included room and board, and since I only had $75, I took it, and I never left Alta.